This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
There's bound to be some tension at Turf Moor for this one, because this match could decide Burnley's fate, really. Winning the back in and losing, they're surely doomed here, Derek.
I think so. And, you know, Leicester have got momentum behind them, haven't they? Yeah, some of their recent results and performances have been fantastic. I looked at their squad and I thought, well, that's a team going down. They haven't got Premier League quality. But somehow they've acquired it, because they've been sensational in recent weeks. OK, they've only beaten West Brom and West Ham and Swansea, you know, team beatable. But Burnley have been struggling against them, and Burnley just don't score. Leicester are scoring, and I can see a Leicester win here.
Leicester 19-10 to win this game. It has been a great run, because they did look dead and buried a month ago, Leicester City. They've beaten West Ham, West Brom and Swansea in consecutive league matches. And if they get a point here, they might escape the relegation zone for the first time in a long time. Interesting to see the team news here as well, because David Nugent, playing against his former club, he's got a great record against Burnley. He's scored in 8 of his last 11 nice. Against his former club, Burnley. But he is a doubt for the game, but he's 7-4 to score any time if he does make the lineup.
Yeah, which isn't a bad price, is it, for one of their main strikers? Joe got back on the score sheet, didn't he? And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, Leicester haven't been playing badly all season long. They've had a bit of bad luck, and they haven't been able to finish games off and all the rest of it. But they seem to be kind of almost bookending their season with a good patch of form. They started out great, seem to be finishing great. And obviously when they started great, it was mainly down to Ojoa's goals. Yes. So I'm wondering if it's worth getting back on the Ojoa bandwagon here at 7-4, because he may well be one of those streak scorers who we see. He's not going to bag loads, is he? But, you know, he might bag in like 3 consecutive games. This is certainly a game where he'd be looking to win. Score, and I think Leicester will be looking to win it. You know, you mentioned that a point might do them, but I don't think a point does either of them any good at all. I think Leicester will go out and try and win this game. It's just interesting to see what Burnley do, because they don't score many goals. They don't win many games at home. You know, obviously they beat Man City, but by sitting back, they beat QPR.
I think Burnley needs 3 points here.
Definitely. So they have to come out and have a go for it, which plays into Leicester's hands of being able to sit back a little bit and hit them on the break. I see goals here. And it's going against the grain a little bit. But over 2.5 goals is even money. And I can see that. Whoever scores first, you really, if you get an early goal, this game could be over 3.5. So if you're looking at it in play, then I think if you see an early goal either way, then they're going to have to attack. But either way, I'll play safe and go over 2.5 at even money. I think I'd err on the Leicester side as well at 19-10. But yeah, Ojoa, 19-10 would be my other bet.
7-4.
What did I say?
19-10.
Yeah, 7-4. Yeah, sorry, Leicester 19-9. Yeah, 7-4. Trying to eke a little bit extra.
Nice. Where, by the way, where did all these new prices come? I mean, years ago, you know, when I was in maybe 20s and all, you never got any of these kind of prices.
The
most outlandish was 100-8 on Grand National Day.
There were only 3 bookmakers back then, though. Yeah.
But I don't know, who's me?
Using the metric system.
19-10. What's the difference?
We've got one of the, I can't remember who it is now, I'll try and find it. One of the guys on Twitter always like does his nut when you say 7-10 is the same as even money.
Yeah, close to even money.
I don't know, he must be having a grand on, this lad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Sorry if you're having a quid on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.